that. Russ is away spoiling his grandchildren, taking advantage of that, and that's a good opportunity for him. But I do, if you are visiting, I do encourage you to come back and hear his lesson. He's a powerful speaker. He's teaching a lesson, a series about letting Christ change your story. That it's a powerful lesson, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you've done, Christ can change your story. So I encourage you to come back and hear the regular preacher that's supposed to be up here. I'm going to try to fill in for him this morning. What I want to talk to you about this morning, I want to encourage you this morning. I want to talk to you about Christ living in me and living in you and what it's all about. What was read earlier was Galatians 2:15 through 21. And that was Paul trying to tell the church of Galilee what it meant for Christ to live in them. They had a little confusion going on. They were thinking they were justified by the law. And they're not realizing they need to be justified by faith in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? When we are justified by the law, in Galatians 2, verse 19 tells us, "For those the law, through the law, I die to the law, so that I might live for God." What's that mean? Basically, what it comes down to is just because you're here this morning, you come every Sunday morning, you come to Sunday school, you come to worship this morning, you give your 10% or more, you do all that, that does not justify you. You're not justified by the law. Perfect example of this is in the scriptures. It is Mark chapter 10. The rich young ruler. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and says, "What do I need to do to be saved?" And Jesus told him, gave him the 10 commandments. Do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not commit murder. He gave him a little checklist. The rich young ruler says, "I've done all of that since I was a youth. What do I lack it?" The rich young ruler knew that he still was lacking something. And Jesus told him, "Go sell all that you have and come follow me." The rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he had great possession. He had great title. Basically, what Jesus was telling him, give up your identity and come follow me. Which is a hard thing to do. To give up all that you have and follow the Lord. You know, it tells us in Galatians 5, verse 4, "You who are trying to be justified by the law have been an alien from Christ. You have fallen away from grace." Just following the law is not going to get you to heaven. It's totally, it doesn't work that way. How many of y'all remember this commercial? Where the old ladies are trying to follow like Facebook and they're putting it up on their wall. They got their posts and their pictures and everything, trying to do like Facebook. And the lady says, "It doesn't work like that. None of this works like that." And they told him, "Well, I'm going to defriend you," and took her off the wall. It doesn't work like that. Us following the law, it doesn't work that way. Then you ask yourself, then what does it mean? What are we supposed to do? You need to look at 1 John 5, 2-3 tells us this. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not greasy, not burdensome, and not hard." You know why you come to church? Because you want to be here. Because you have a love for the Lord, that you want to be a part here. Every time this door is open, you have a relationship with God that you want to be here and enjoy our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know why you give? It's not because, "Oh, I gave this month, I came to church this Sunday." You give because you realize what the blessings that God has given you. You want to give. It's not burdensome to give. You know why you do good to other people? Because you want to show what Christ has done to you. It's not hard to follow God's word when you have a love for God. When you have a relationship with God. That's what it means. It's easy. It's not hard. When you're trying to be justified by the law, it doesn't work that way. Just like the slide earlier, it doesn't work that way at all. It's the love and the relationship that we have with God that makes the difference. In Galatians 2, verse 20, the first part, I have been crucified with Christ. What does that mean? When I have been crucified with Christ, we got to give up our old self. Just like the rich young ruler, when he came to Jesus and asked, what do I need to be saved? And he finally told him to sell all that you have. This rich young ruler had plenty of money and he had great leadership because he was a ruler. He had to give up his identity. We have to do the same thing. If we want Christ to dwell in us, we gotta crucify ourselves, just along like Christ crucified for us. We gotta do the same for him. Basically, what it tells us in Romans chapter 6:6-7, we have to bury our old self. We have to get rid of our old self. Galatians chapter 6:6-7 tells us this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should be no longer slaves to sin, because everyone who has died has been freed from sin. We got to bury our old self. You want Christ to be able to live within you, and we're going to talk about some great blessings here in a moment about that. You want Christ to live within you, you got to get rid of yourself. You got to bury your old self, your old sins, your old way, to make room for Jesus to come into you and to dwell in you. Christ is a gentleman. You've heard this before. He's not going to come in until you allow him to come in. He's not going to force his way in. He's not going to choose it. You have to choose to be baptized into Christ. And if you're not a Christian, this is the perfect example of why baptism is essential, because we bury our old self and we rise anew to a new person. We need to realize it's not about us. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus. When we get rid of our old self and let Christ come in, it provides us so much blessing. So much he does for us to be able to have to do that. Colossians 3:1-4 tells us this. Since then you have been raised with Christ. We just talked about burying ourselves earlier. Now we're talking about being raised with Christ. Since you have been raised with Christ, you set your heart on things above, where Christ is sitting in the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not earthly things. For you have died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is in you, your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. What a powerful verse that is. To be able to say that we're hidden with Christ. But on Judgment Day, when he reappears, and all the world sees why the ways that we're supposed to, we're going to be glorified with him. When we struggle through this life trying to stand up for Christ, when Judgment Day, we're going to be right there with Christ, glorified with him. And that's a powerful statement to be able to say, that Christ to be glorified with him. We want Christ to be living within us. We got to make room in our life. We got to make room in who we are. Get rid of all of our old self. There's no other way that Christ can dwell within us if we don't get rid of our old self. The second part tells us, and in no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. We talked about it just a second ago. It's no longer about us, but it's about Christ. When we let Christ live within us, it changes our whole attitude. It changes our whole look on life. Philippians 2:5 tells us, your attitude should be the same that of Jesus Christ. Your whole perspective in life changes. When you take away and move yourself out of the way, your whole perspective on how you look at things from day to day, your whole attitude toward your co-workers, your neighbors, even your family that you have difficulty with, you handle it differently. Christ came from down from glory. He was on the right hand of God. He came down here, and what did he do with his life? He healed the blind. He healed the leper. He fed the hungry. He washed the disciples' feet. He served and learned how to serve and teach us how to serve to the point of death. He was willing to die on that cross for you. He gave up all that to be able to serve all of us. Then we take on the same attitude of Christ. That's what we need to do. We need to be able to serve others, one another, each other, our brothers and sisters and our families, our co-workers. It changes our whole attitude when we put on the Christ of Jesus inside of us. When He lives in us, He shines in us. I got something special at the end I want to really show you that really pulls all this together. But it changes our attitude. Live by faith. That's what we were talking about in the verses that we read earlier. He did such a fine job with. We got to live by faith. We're not justified by the law. We're justified by our faith. This verse, the rest of the verse tells us that life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. We got to live by faith. You know what kind of faith that you need to have? You need to have a faith that is able to walk on the water. In Matthew chapter 14, 22-33 tells us, gives us the account of Jesus walking in the water. Jesus told the disciples, go across to the other side of Galilee, I'll meet up with you. First thing that came to my mind if I was a disciple, if I'm taking a boat, how are you getting over there? But He told them, I'll meet with them later. But if you understand the Sea of Galilee, a storm can come up just like that. Can be beautifully clear, and the storm will hit like in no time. And that's what happened to the disciples. A great storm came up, and they were so afraid that they were going to perish. And here comes Jesus walking across that water. First of all, they think He's a ghost. They say, oh, this is it. We got a terrible storm, and now we're seeing the ghost. But Jesus said, don't be afraid. It is I. Oh, wise Peter. Peter goes, if that's you, Lord, let me walk on water, come out to you. And what occurred? Peter started walking on that water. Peter started walking to Jesus. I don't know the distance. I don't know how far he walked, but I know he walked. He walked on that water. But you know what happened to Peter? He took his eyes off Jesus.
Yeah.
He looked at the water beside him. He looked at the water on the other side of him. The storm all around him. And he realized where he was at. And he started to sink, and he started to get scared again. And at that point, he realized, uh-oh, I'm sinking. I need to cry out for Jesus again. So he did. He cried out for Jesus, and what Jesus did do, even though he turned his eyes off Jesus, Jesus reached out there and grabbed him and pulled him up out of that water. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Peter didn't realize and understand that Christ gave him the opportunity to be able to walk on that water. You know, this congregation has seen a lot of trials and tribulations, sorrows and pain this past few months. It's hit our congregation hard. But we can have a confidence with Jesus living in us. We are able to walk on water. When we face the trials and tribulations of life and you don't know how you're going to get through it, we're able to walk on that water. We need to have that faith to be able to walk on the water. But so often we have the faith in the world. The faith in the world looks like this. Y'all have ever done that where you're saying somebody will catch you? That's the faith in the world. Because we turn a lot of times when we have difficulty, that's who we turn to. We take, just like Peter, take our eyes off Jesus when we hit trouble times and we have faith in different things in life, people or different problems we want to deal with. We deal in different ways, maybe food or whatever. We turn away from the Lord and we turn to something else in the world. But this is usually what happens. The world's going to fail you. The world's going to miss you. The world's not going to catch you. People make mistakes. And relying on other things and other habits and other things to get you through are going to fail you each and every time. You know what happens to us? We end up falling and hitting the ground, and what's the first thing that we do? We blame God. We blame God, saying, why did you fail me? Just like Jesus didn't fail Peter when he started sinking into the water. He took his eyes off Jesus. He turned his eyes to the world. That's the same thing that occurs to us. When we take our eyes off Jesus and look into the world, this is what's occurred. But with Christ living within us, What's that mean to have faith in Christ? It's this right here. Realizing no matter what we go through, no matter how many times we turn our backs off Jesus, all we got to turn to Him and say, Jesus, I need you. And He reaches down there each and every time and pulls us up without hesitation. He died on that cross without hesitation. When we realize this and understand this, that it's Jesus that gets us through, that it's God that gets us through, our whole life and all our attitudes going to change. It's powerful when we understand what it means to let Christ live within us. Another perfect example. I can look back throughout my life and go and think about, how did I get through that point in life? How did I get through losing a loved one that was so difficult to me? How did I get through this struggle and that struggle? If I truly look back, that would be me. I didn't get myself through this. Christ got me through this. The Lord got me through this. He carried me through. He helped me. He held me up. And that's what we have as Christians. If you haven't become a Christian, you don't have this like we do. The world don't understand how we can deal through difficulty, how we can deal through the loss of loved ones, or how we deal through hard times in life. This is why, because we're not dealing. Christ is doing it for us. We moved ourselves and got out of the way. Because that's what we need to do as Christians, get out of our way and let the Lord step in our lives. Follow His example. Once we learn that, we can get through anything. We can walk on water, just like Peter did. Because so often we focus that Peter sank in that water. But I don't know how far he walked, but he definitely walked on water. And we have that same ability with us. I'm not going to keep you here long this morning. But I want to leave you something very special this morning. This morning I want to be an encouragement to you. Because this congregation has faced difficulties. Let me tell you something right now. If you're facing difficulties, hardships of any kind, I can promise you one thing with this world. Everybody in this world is going to suffer pain. Everybody in this world is going to suffer sorrow. Everybody in this world is going to suffer difficulty. There's no doubt about it. I don't care if you're rich or if you're poor. I don't care if you live in the United States or somewhere else. I don't care where your background came from. That is something that's not going to escape any of us that have been here. But we have the ability for the Lord to hold us together. Colossians 1:17 tells us this. He is before all things, and in Him all things are held together. Let me tell you a story. There was this motivated speaker who went around all over the United States speaking. He was using this verse and similar verses that we use tonight, talking about the power of God, the power of holding us together, the ability of Christ in us. What a powerful thing that was. One night he was doing that, and a biologist went to his sermon and listened and was in the crowd. And afterwards, he got him before he got on the bus or go back to the hotel. And he came up running to him and says, I need to talk to you for a minute. He said, okay. He says, you're right. He said, yeah, I know I'm right. I want to say it. He said, no, you don't understand. What you're preaching and teaching is so on. You're so right. Christ Jesus holds us together. Literally holds us together. He said, the guy says, man, I'm glad you're excited and got something out of it. He said, you don't understand. I'm telling you, it is literally correct what you're saying. I'm a biologist. I'm a scientist. It's correct. Everything you're talking about, it's in us. He said, man, I agree with you. He said, no. Do me a favor. He said, go back to the hotel where you're going. Get on the computer. Look at the laminin protein. He goes, the laminin protein? He said, yes, go look at it. So he went back to the hotel. He pulled up the computer and said, the laminin protein. The guy wrote it down so he knew how to spell it, he said. He looked it up. And said, as soon as he looked it up, his mouth dropped. He stood there looking at it, reading it over and over and over. The laminin protein is the protein that holds every living cell together. It holds it. Without it, we would literally fall apart. Every living cell is held by the lamb of protein. There's no way that we could even survive without it. That's the lamb of protein. That's what holds us together. It's funny how we read it in scriptures that were written thousands of years ago. And the biologist puts two and two together to realize that the Christ, the cross, what holds us together. What binds us together is individuals. It's in our own DNA. It's in our own makeup. Without it, we are not going to be able to survive without Christ. We need to realize that. We need to realize that having Christ live within us, what a huge difference that makes in our life. We can't get through life without it. Christ already lives within us. The only thing that's holding us back is letting Him shine through us the way we live and getting out of our way. In a moment, Jerry's going to come up here. But for anybody that has any prayers and needs, because I always believe the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, also tells us the elders to pray and anoint those who are in need. Dale's not here, so I'll go to the back, and anybody wants to have a private prayer, I'll pray with them in the back. But I want you to understand and think about this morning. No matter what you go through in life, no matter what your difficulties that you have, just like Russell's been preaching, Christ Jesus can change the story. He can make a difference in your life. You may be going through financial difficulties. You may be still mourning the death of a loved one. You may be still having family difficulties, because we all know how that can be involved. And wondering how you're going to get through this. Because of Jesus, what He's done for you, you're able to walk on water through the storms of life. There's nothing that will hold you back. The Lord will literally hold you up. So if you're facing anything, the great blessing of being brothers and sisters in Christ, we can all pray for you. And we can all help you through it. But this morning, I just want to leave you a few words of encouragement, realizing that Christ living in you, there's so many great blessings coming from that. There's so many things that you can overcome if you let Christ live within you. So if you have any difficulties this morning or have anything you want to bring to the congregation, why don't y'all come now? Leslie will lead us in a song.